Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 10th day of Elul, Tavshin Pe Gimel. Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches. Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, Ein Mavrin Lav Satchum. To get a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you cannot cross over the Trum, you cannot go outside the Trum of 2,000 Amos in order to bring the shofar to hear the Tekiyas. The Gemara brings a reason because the blowing of a shofar is a mitzvah saseh. Keeping Yom Tov is a both an aseh and a lois aseh. And a mitzvah saseh cannot be override an aseh and a lois aseh. Now, that's if it was min haTorah aseh. But the Ran explains the Chachamim made a chizuk. They wanted to strengthen their own takanas, their own gezeiros, like the Torah laws. And therefore they said that if the tekiah of the shofar is not going to override a malacha of the Torah, it's not going to override our takonis as well. That even a mitzvah rabbanon cannot be violated, therefore. So even if it's a tchum mizanim rabbanon for 2,000 amos to go out there, one is not allowed to do, one's not allowed to bring it from outside, even the tchum of 2,000 amos, for example, which may be only osim rabbanon, because we cannot transgress even a shvus, even Yisrael Rabbanon, to blow the shofar. Ve'ein mefakrin alav b'sagal, nor is one allowed to uncover a pile of stones that fell upon a shofar, even though it's only also perhaps muktzah. There may be the only involvement, taking, just touching stones and moving stones away. Doesn't matter, the Chacham said you can't. Lo olin b'ilon, if the shofar stuck on the top of a tree, can't climb the tree to get the shofar. Why? Again, because the Chachamim made a gzerah, do not climb trees, in order to get avoid pulling off a branch. Nor can one ride on an animal. For example, a person who's sick and cannot walk to hear the tekiyas, he's not allowed to get a lift on an animal, because the rabbis were worried he can't ride an animal on a Yom Tov, in case a person might break off a stick in order to lead the animal. Nor can one swim across a water or a body of water in order to get the shofar. Again, the Chachamim were concerned. It's an only Yisrael Rabbanon, but the Chachamim were concerned a person might come to make some sort of a swimming apparatus to help him swim across, and therefore one cannot swim, even to get a shofar. Nor is one allowed to shape a shofar by cutting it, whether it's involving a shvus, like cutting, using something which is not the normal thing to use for a shofar, or whether it would involve a lacha, which is min haTorah, the proper equipment to cut it. In either case, one cannot do this to prepare the shofar. But if a person wants to put water or wine inside a shofar on Yom Tov, on Rosh Hashanah, in order to get a smoother voice, that's fine. Yitain, you can do that. Ein ma'akvin es hatinokas milis koya. One does not have to prevent children blowing on Rosh Hashanah. Aval misaskin imoin ad shilmedu. Not only do you not have to stop them, you can actually help them to blow until they learn how to blow a shofar properly. Now, there's different opinions how to learn what the Mishnah is talking about. The Gemara says, Afilah b'Shabbos. This is talking about even on a Shabbos, when the children are blowing, you don't have to stop them, you can even get involved with them. The Ran explains that we're talking here about a Rosh Hashanah that fell on a Shabbos. That's what the Gemara means by Afilah b'Shabbos. And indeed, the Yerushalmi says that as well. We're talking about a Shabbos that coincided with Rosh Hashanah, and the children are playing on the shofar, practicing it, you're allowed to, not only don't have to stop them, you can work with them as well. Any other Shabbos? Oh, no. Only Shabbos which fell on Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to the Rambam, however, he learns exactly the opposite. He learns that when the Gemara says Shabbos, it means a Shabbos that's not on Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. So we have two different opinions. What type of Shabbos do we mission to talk about that we can allow the tinokos, the kids, to blow? There is also a difference of opinion as to what age of the children. What age are we talking about the tinokos? Are they higyel chinuch? Have they reached the age of education or not? Rashi learns that we're talking about ketanim, children, who have reached the age of chinuch. And since there is a mitzvah to educate and train them, not only do you not have to stop them blowing on the Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah, but even involved with them, you can get involved with them until they learn. However, if it's children that have not reached the age of chinuch, then yes, then you can't get involved. Others learn exactly the opposite. So some say, Rambam indeed writes, that only with children who have not reached the age of chinuch is one allowed to get involved with them and teach them to kiyas shofar. But children that have reached the age of chinuch and of the understanding of what Yom Tov means, etc., they cannot be allowed to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Es B'Shabbos. The Hamisaseh, continues the Mishnah, one who is just practicing blowing the shofar Rosh Hashanah, Le'yotza, he's not fulfilled his duty in blowing the shofar, because he did not intend to be Yotza. Bahashemeya min Hamisaseh, furthermore, even one who listens to someone that's practicing, even though the person listening is having full kavana, is intending to be Yotza, Le'yotza, he will not be Yotza. Why? Because the Tekeya, the one who's blowing the shofar, did not have in mind to be Motza him. And the halacha is that you need kavana on both sides, on the side of the person, on the part of the person who is listening, and the part of the person who is blowing the shofar. Mishnah Tes. This is the last Mishnah of the whole Masechta of Rosh Hashanah, and it comes to teach us about the number of tekiyas and how long the tekiyas have to be. Mishnah Tes, Seder Tekiyas, the order of blowing on Rosh Hashanah. Sholosh, shol sholosh, sholosh. We blow three times. First time for Malchus, then for Zichronus, then for Shofarus. And each time we blow three Tekiyas, three sounds. Tekiya, Teruah, and Tekiya. Altogether nine sounds. Wait, where do we know that you have to blow a minimum of nine sounds on Rosh Hashanah? That's because we find the Torah mentions the word Teruah three times when it talks about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It says it both by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's an expression of Teruah. And even though it doesn't say all three in one of them, but we merge whatever is in one, we learn on the other. Whatever is in Rosh Hashanah, we apply to Yom Kippur and vice versa. So altogether, we find between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, three Teruahs. Now, where do we know about the tekiyas? Where do we know about the other six? Each trua has to be preceded by a tekiya, a plain blast, and a straight blast, and that is by the word hinted by, or we learn that from the word vahavarta. Havarta means pass it through, like the it just goes passes through the mouth in one straight voice. So the word havarta, it appears one time it's before the word shofar, any other time it appears after the word shofar in another pasuk, taviru shofar b'chol ha'atzchem. So therefore we learn it needs the straight blast before truah, before the shofar, and one after the truah. So now we know that you need at least three sets of three, altogether nine, minat Torah. Once you've done all nine, that you've been fulfilled the mitzvah Torah. The problem was, as the Gemara brings, why do we have so many different blasts and so many different sounds? It's because the Chachamim had a suffix, had a doubt as to what Teruah means. Is it a sigh, like slow, like the Shvarim that we call today? Or is a Teruah very very abrupt and very close, like a person who's panting, crying, that comes after the sighing, which would be our Teruah? Or is it a combination of both? And therefore, Rabbi Avohu in the city of Kezari made a decision that in order to fulfill all opinions, we do all three. We do Tashrat, Tekiyah, Shvarim, Teruah, Tekiyah. In case it's both together, we do Tashat, Tekiyah, Shvarim, Tekiyah. In case it's the longer, like a sigh for the Teruah. And we do Tarat, which is just for the thing. Now, if we do 10 for each set of three, therefore the number of kolos now jumps to 30. And there's a hint to that. Yom Teruah Yeh Lochem, the word Yehiyah, Yud-Hei, has a gematria of 30. But that's basically how we get to our 30 tekiyas, which to this day we do when we blow the shofar. at least the first set, minimum set, the minimum basic set to be Yotza 30. Shir Tekiya Kisholish Truas. The length of the Tekiya, of the straight blast, should be equal to the three Tekiyas. Now here we have a Machlokes again. What do we mean by the straight blast, the Tekiya? Do we mean the Tekiyas of all the Tekiyas which are before the Truah? Does that equal the Truahs afterwards? So therefore, a Tekiya would therefore be equivalent to the Truah. So you have the first three Tekiyas would be equal to the Truahs following them, and then the Tekiya afterwards would also be equal. And that's how Rashi learns in the run. Or do we learn that when it says the Shir of the Tekiya, it means all the Tekiyas combined? That means the Tekiyas before the Truah and the Tekiyas after the Truah together should be as long as the three Truahs, which would make the Tekiya much shorter. That means that each Tekiya would be like half a Truah. Shir Teru, so this Machlok is how to learn Pshat. In practice, I think what we do is we see that the Tekiya is equal to the Truah, the Tekiyas before the Truah is equal to the Truah, and the Tekiya after the Truah is equal to the Truah. So it's each Tekiya has to be longer than, as long as the Truah. Shir Truah Kishalash Baves. The Shir of the Truah has to be equal to three Yabavas. Now here when we say Yabavas, we mean three short sounds, consecutive. Tu-tu-tu. It's very, very short. And therefore, if you have three Truahs, altogether would be nine short sounds. Toka Barishaina, if a person blew the first Kiya before the Truah, he blew it normally. Umashach Bashniya Kishnaim. But then when he came to the second Kiya, which is after the Truah, he took a long breath and he did a long Tekiya, long enough to count for two, or he thought he had count for two, meaning the end of this set, the end of the set of one blowing, and it also he wanted to use that Tekiya to serve as the beginning of the next set, so he wouldn't have to blow again another Tekiya. Says the Mishnah, that won't work. Ein b'yodai ala achas. The Tekiya will only be considered like one Tekiya. So no matter how long he does it, it'll just be, if he didn't take another breath, it'll be just like it, one Tekiya. And you'll have to blow another Tekiya to precede the next set. Misha Berach, a person who blessed, he davened all the brachas of Musaf, and he didn't have a shofar to blow. Vachgach nismanele, a shofar. And then afterwards, he got hold of a shofar. Tekiya o Maria v'sakeya shalosh pamim. He should blow Tekiya, Truah Tekiya, three times, one for the Zechronis, one Shofaris, and one for the Malchus, Zechronis, and Shofaris. And as we said before, according to Rabbi Voho's decree, we should do 10 for each one. 10 Kolos for the Malchus, 10 for the Zechronis, 10 for the Shofaris, basically another set of 30. And, Keshem Sheshliach Tzibur Chayev, finally says the Mishnah, just like the Chazan is Chayev on the Tefillah Rosh Hashanah and Davening Shemir Esrei on every day, Kach Kol Yochid V'Yochid Chayev. So too each individual has to daven their own Shemir Esrei if they know how to daven. And they will not be Yotza by hearing it from the Chazan. The Chazan can only be Yotza someone who doesn't know how to daven himself. The Yerushalmi explains that makes sense. It's logical. Each person should daven, ask Rachamim, that's what Shemnas is about, ask it yourself. Ram Gamliel Omer, Shliach Tzibur Moitzis HaRabim Yidei Chavosan. He holds that the Chazan can fulfill the mitzvah on behalf of everybody. Whether they experienced, they know how to daven, whether they don't, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, a complicated davening, whether it's an ordinary davening all during the year. So why do the Tzibur then have to daven quietly, according to Ram Gamliel? Every Tzibur, every community, they daven quietly. Tefillas Lachash, before the Chazan repeats it. The Gemara says this is in order to give the Chazan a chance to arrange his davening, so he'll be prepared during the Sal Shemin Esrei to prepare for the repetition of the Shemin Esrei. Who is the halacha like? The halacha is like Rabban Gamliel when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, that there we say that because it's a long, long davening, for Musaf that is, Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, where there is a long davening of Malchus, Echonis, and Shofaris, there a chazan can be moitza, someone who's not sure. And therefore the halacha is, I can be moitzi. The halacha will be like Rabbi Gamliel, then you can be moitza even a boki, just like he's moitza the enabaki. You can fulfill the duty for someone who knows how to daven, just like he doesn't, those who don't know how to daven. But during the year, the rest of the year, or even on Rosh Hashanah, when it's not musaf, generally when the davening is not so complicated, then a person who is boki, a person who knows how to daven, cannot be yotza with the chazan. He has to do his own Shemin Asra. In here, it'll be like the Chachamim. Slutalahu, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. We now come to the end of Rosh Hashanah and prepare for the next Masechta of Masechta Tainis.